This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Denver Police Chief Paul Pazin says people who plan to protest or rally leading up to the inauguration should leave their guns at home. CPR's Claire Cleveland reports.
Unless you're a police officer or a security guard, Denver prohibits open carry despite Colorado's state law. Concealed carry permits are allowed. Pazin says the city has seen a dramatic increase in people applying for these permits. Law enforcement officials are aware of possible demonstrations around the state capitol in the next few days and are taking steps to prevent or reduce violence. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife refunded more than $2.8 million to hunters last year. That's mostly from tags and licenses returned due to wildfires. The agency says it's issued a record number of refunds, more than 12,000. But even with that, the state collected more than $6 million in revenue due to an overall rise in purchases of hunting and fishing licenses. Parks and Wildlife doesn't expect the lost revenue to impact operations. And Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser led a large bipartisan letter recently asking for accountability for the U.S. Capitol break-in. Weiser got state attorneys general from 46 other states and some U.S. territories to sign the letter, which called the Capitol incident a very dark day in America. It's currently 30 degrees in downtown Denver. You're listening to Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC.